And it's time for Morning Conversation. We bring in Connecticut Tootsie. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark. How are you today?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Wonderful. Well, we were talking just before we went on that I was born and raised in Britt, and you said you had been away from home for a while. What? Tell me, first of all, about your background.
All right. I grew up in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, a city filled with trains and a lot of smoke from the steel mills, a lot of farmers from the outskirts of Johnstown. And it's truly where I learned to love the hobos and the hobo stories. And my parents actually would sit us down at the dinner table. I came from a family of four children, and what happened was at dinner time was basically story time. Our parents would share the stories of growing up during the Great Depression, and that's how I came to be so intrigued by the love and lore and history of the American hobo.
Mm-hmm. Tootsie, how long have you been coming to Britt?
This is actually, I first came, 2003. I missed 2 years, 1 year due to family illness, and then during COVID. So this is actually, of the past 19 years, this is my 17th year of being here.
People probably want to know, Tootsie, have you ever hopped a freight train?
Well, let's go back to Johnstown, Pennsylvania, 1 minute.
Okay.
From my childhood, I had a tremendous fear of getting on or off of anything that is still moving.
I was going to say, I think the statute of limitations has run out.
So what ended up happening was, during my research of the American hobo, I write children's books, and the American hobo has made a cameo appearance in the first book and will make basically the story of the second novel. But what happened was I convinced the museum, I'm not permitted to tell where, to allow me to hop the train. Well, the train was not moving when I hopped on, but it was certainly moving when I tried to get off. And there's a choreography to putting your correct foot down. Well, lo and behold, due to that fear of moving things, I put the wrong foot down. And I swear the curator gained about 100 new gray hairs that day. But that, no, I have not ridden the rails. And another reason why is because it is illegal. I do go into the schools to speak with children as a visiting author to talk about writing and so on. And what happens is I have to have a background check. And if I have any sort of illegal information on my record, my background check, I cannot go into certain schools in certain states.
Have you ever been a hobo queen?
Yes, I was the 2008-2009 National Hobo Queen, and I come back every year because I love Britt, and I love the people here. It has gone far beyond the research. It has gone far beyond the story, the book that I'm writing. It's part of, my husband, Don, comes with me. He's known as Tarp Man, and we come back every year. He's been coming with me now since 2009. And our first trip out from Connecticut, he looked at me, he said, "I can't believe I let you drive this far alone."
Oh, boy. Tell me a little bit, maybe for the uninitiated that don't know, tell me a little bit about the vibe and the flavor of the hobo jungle.
The beauty of the hobo jungle is, we have those who come in. We had so many of the old gents who rode the rails during the Great Depression with their wonderful stories. We have the young rail riders coming in now. There are those of us who are hobos at heart who want to keep that part of American history alive. We have family members who had fathers who rode the rails. So the age span is pretty wide. However, we also have the musicians, we have poets, we have storytellers, we have those who just love to sit and chat. We have, my particular interest, and part of what brought me to Britt was the hobo whittler had me so intrigued by the hobo and tramp art. And I actually have some pieces with me this year. And so there's anything and everything from the spontaneous music that somebody will start picking up a banjo and playing. Somebody will be sitting there reading poetry. They actually have a poetry in the pavilion at the Hobo Jungle at 5 p.m. on Friday. And there are so many different talents, but even if there isn't a talent there, there are those rail writers who tell us of their stories. So it's quite intriguing. And we call ourselves the Hobo family. We are family members, so we do keep in touch throughout the year.
I'm talking to Connecticut Tootsie, and another thing that I might point people to is what we knew as kids is the Chief Theater, now the Hobo Museum. It's just an amazing, just contains so many amazing artifacts from the history from when I grew up all the way back to the beginning and today.
That is so true, Mark. The Hobo Museum is so outstanding. It's an amazing collection of who the true American hobo is and was. And I'd actually like to thank not only the Hobo Museum, but the City of Britt and the Hobo Committee for all of their hard work as they prepare for those of us who love coming here year after year, but also for keeping that part of American history alive. It's so important. So much of our American history is falling by the wayside. And it's so nice to be able to come here year after year and reconnect with that, with the itinerant worker.
Tootsie, thank you for coming on with us, and we'll see you around Britt.
Thank you. Come on down, Mark, and we're inviting everybody to come on down to the jungle. You have a good day now.
You too. Connecticut Tootsie, talking about the 122nd National Hobo Convention starting tomorrow and running through Sunday in Britt.